Welcome back to Small Group. My name is Mariah. I'm a resident this year. We are so glad that you have joined us tonight. If this is your first time, we're so happy to have you. If you've been before, welcome back. Last week, we started going through Galatians. Andrew walked us through Galatians 1 and left us with an awesome message of what it looks like to be saved through faith alone. This week, I get the privilege of walking through Galatians 2 with you guys. So let's give a little bit of context before we dive right in. Paul wrote this letter to the Galatian church to correct some bad behavior that he saw and to remind them of their salvation. Last week, Andrew reminded us that the only thing we need for salvation is faith. If you haven't gotten a chance to read Galatians 2, I encourage you guys to take some time as a small group and read the chapter as a whole. There is so much good information in there, and we only have time to cover a few verses. So I'm gonna walk you through three verses that really stuck out to me, and then I'm gonna leave you with three questions to talk about with your small group. All right, flip to Galatians 2:6 and read along with me. As for those who were held in high esteem, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message. Growing up, I was the biggest kiss up in school. I thought the more I raised my hand, the more I talked to my teachers after class, the more homework I did, the more they would like me, and then I would be their favorite. But what Paul is saying here is that God doesn't have any favorites. That's amazing. Look around your room, and every single person you see sitting there is loved the exact same by God. God delights and rejoices over all of his children. Galatians 2:16 says, "So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law." We don't have to do anything for this love. We just get to sit in the fact that God loves all of us. So my question for all of you is, how does it make you feel knowing that God loves all of us, no matter what? And is that easy for you to believe? The next verse I want to point out is Galatians 2:14. "When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, 'You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew.'" Paul's calling out Cephas because he can see that he doesn't understand the gospel. He's reminding him of his identity as a son of God. God sent his son so that we could be free and we could live in right relationship with him. Imagine if during the Civil War, a slave was freed by his master that constantly abused him. How crazy would it be if he was like, it's all right, I think I'm gonna stay in my slavery a little bit longer. No, he would run as fast as he could into his freedom. We are just like that slave sometimes. Why do we not run into our freedom that God gave us through his son? When God sent his son to die on the cross, he gave us the ability to live with him, free from that baggage that our sin brings and that shame that constantly comes with our sin. We have to constantly remind ourselves of the truth of the gospel. So my question for you guys is, what is the truth of the gospel? I'm sure so many of you have heard what the gospel is so many times, but I think it's so important so we don't become like the Galatian church to sit down and remind ourselves of what it is. So I encourage you guys, go around and share the amazing news of what God did for us. Lastly, let's read verses 20 and 21 together. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing." Are you kidding me? This is an unreal gift that we get to receive. We did nothing to deserve this gift, but we are justified by our faith alone, and that is it. My last question for you guys is, what does it mean to be justified by faith in Jesus Christ? And how would you explain it to somebody that's never been to church before? There's so much more to Galatians 2, and I hope you guys can take the time to talk through it and just learn more. I'm so encouraged by this, and I hope you guys are too. Can't wait to go through Galatians 3 next week, and I hope you guys have a great week of worship. Bye!